Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
We are rolling now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the 99th episode of Reppin'. I'm your host Evelyn, and I am really excited because this is the second installment of my special three-part series leading up to the 100th episode. You follow all that? It is a huge milestone, y'all, so you know I gotta do something. My guest today is a key figure behind the scenes of this podcast. He's made invaluable contributions. He's my musical composer, my technical director, and most importantly, he's a good friend who's been by my side since the inception of this podcast. From meticulously scrutinizing each episode and addressing every single request that I've had, and I've had many, no matter how small or challenging, he's gone above and beyond with unwavering dedication. His commitment and passion has elevated the series. I am so happy to have him join us, not only to share his insights and behind-the-scenes anecdotes, but also because, I mean, let's be honest, he holds a lot of secrets. So without further ado, please join me in welcoming the man who's played an important role in making Reppin' sound as good as it does. Say hello to Nelson Pinero. All right, Nelson, thank you for coming over. I'm so glad that we're doing this. And how have you been? It is actually good to see you in person.
I am okay. I'm a homebody. That's what it is.
Yeah, me too. We work together all the time, and this is the first time I've actually seen you in person.
Yeah. I'm going to get into that, by the way.
First and foremost, I have to say thank you so much for doing this podcast with me. I mean, can you believe we're hitting 100 episodes?
Yeah, 100 episodes. It's crazy when I look back at some of the shows and you remember little tidbits from each one of them and some of the profound statements that some of the people have made on those.
This started when I called you and I was like, do you have time for a drink? Because I had this idea for a podcast, but I didn't know what you did with a podcast.
Right.
And then I called you and I was like, hey, how about this? And the first thing you said to me was like, what? Like, where'd you come up with this?
You had the germ of the idea, right?
Yeah.
And then you put that into the context of what was going on at the time. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I thought it was brilliant. I always say that creativity is the highest form of communication and violence is the lowest. If we're going to do anything in life as humans, let's be more creative. Any creative endeavor, I'm all in.
I'm glad. Again, it's been so much fun to be able to do this podcast with you. And I'm so glad that you've been with me since literally the beginning of this series.
Yeah. And not everyone knows it. We knew each other before that.
Yeah.
For different reasons. For like,
yeah, we knew each other in different circles. Okay, just for the audiences to understand this. So Nelson and I, we used to live in the same building.
Yes.
And we didn't know each other. And I get into an elevator and I see this guy carrying something called a Pelican case, which for any sort of major hardcore equipment nerds, you know, that's like photo and video and audio equipment, like precious. equipment is carried in there. So I'm like, ooh, you have a Pelican case? And I was in the elevator. So he was a captured audience. And I was like, what do you have in that Pelican case? I was being super nosy and, you know, I was just really excited. And then he goes, and Nelson's, oh, I've got this mic. And that's when we discovered that we are both, like, we have a problem with wanting camera equipment.
Yeah.
Like we...
Nerd gear.
Yeah, we are not good for each other
no.
in terms of spending money on equipment.
We're good at spending.
We're good at spending, yeah. But the worst thing that we can do for each other is literally, like, send each other stuff and be like, have you seen this?
Right, right. And it's like the weirdest stuff. It could be like a mixer or some video thing or like a stand. Who gets excited about a stand?
Or the way, or how a tripod can mount or...
Wow, this is great. Like, what is wrong with us?
And then we're like, neither one of us has like any sort of disposable income to invest in.
No.
And we're both like, oh my God, look at this.
Yeah.
And then the other person will not... help
no.
the other to stop buying that stuff. And instead it's, oh, I found this deal.
Right.
And then it's like thousands of dollars later. So we seriously have a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
But that's how we met. For audiences, because you've been on every single episode, can you talk about what it's been like for you to have 100 episodes? What do you reflect upon?
I mean, it varies. I feel like there's different facets you start thinking about. Technical stuff too, by the way, right? So there's technical stuff like, oh yeah, I remember I had to do that. We had to do a cut back on the background noise. I actually went back and listened to the early episodes and there has been a significant improvement.
Oh yeah.
And it's weird because I went back all the way to Angie, the first episode.
I was like, wow, it's so distant.
So I was like, wow. And you'd go like every year because now it's been three.
No, it's been almost four. September 2019.
Yeah, so I was like, wow. Not that it was bad, those early episodes, but you can tell the quality was ramping up and ramping.
Yeah.
And I listened to some of the later ones, and I'm like, we could still make improvements here and there, and that's the goal. I hope we can keep it, not only from a content perspective, it's been top-notch.
Thank you.
But also technically, so that when people listen, it's like they're... home in their living room and listening in on the conversation between two people.
Podcasting industry in general has really exploded, and the technology to do remote podcasting or podcasting in general has rapidly evolved. And that's due to the explosion of the industry. And I think also, unfortunately, thanks to COVID as well, that's expanded the need for tools that make recordings infinitely better. But I think to your point, and I think it's safe to say, both as individuals and also as a team, we are constantly on the lookout to step up the game, keep up the quality of the podcast, and always look for new, again, going back to our serious addiction to tech and gear, we're always on the lookout to find things and tools that give us the best bang for our buck and can always step up our quality. Because content is one thing, but we also want to make this experience, and as professionals and people who just care, we want to make sure that bar is always, you know, we're at the top of our game. Can you give audiences what it's like for you, a behind the scenes experience, so people know what it's like to work on the show from your perspective together with me? Good God.
No, you're great. You're very, and the thing is, you're adaptable. And I think it's part of because you've worked in the industry for so long. You've had to deal with a lot of different people and keeping it cool.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Keep it cool. And some people have been super stellar and professional and all that stuff. But then you got challenges. Yeah. And like any job, you have challenges with when you're dealing with people in general. But you've always kept it professional and you've always been flexible. We both have day jobs, even though... Sometimes I get my busy season.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get your busy season. So it's like managing those two. But in terms of the experience, I think it runs really well. You cover a lot more than I do because I'm just the tech guy. I wish I had the capacity to find guests for you, even though I've had some suggestions. But when you explain to me the parameters you're trying to work within, it doesn't make sense. Some of the ones I provided. No one, I don't think anyone wants to hear from like the guy who sells at B&H, although we would.
We would.
That's the crazy part.
I would totally listen to
Yeah, this. Yeah, right.
A guy at B&H Photo and Video talking about tech.
For 4 hours. People who are listening don't know this, but I think some of the cool stuff that we've done in the past, I enjoy those moments when we're like, get on a call remotely so that we can get some of the editing done. And the jokes that happen during those calls, during what we call the review process. So whenever you edit the audio, then you send it over, and then I try to clean it up in terms of like background noise and whatever. We know we have to be professional during that process, but we're like, let's have a little fun.
Let me put this in context for the people who have never done production or the way we work is ultimately I take on the bulk of putting the show together. Once a show is recorded, I go through my multiple passes to edit primarily for time and to streamline the structure and the conversation and clean it up as much as I possibly can in preps for Nelson to take it. And I'll go through multiple versions right. before I give it to Nelson. And then Nelson will take the file and work his magic in terms of sweetening the audio, making sure everything is clean or as clean as possible, scoring the music. And just for you guys to know, the whole opening theme of the podcast was a composition created and produced by Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
He does his thing. And then once he makes his passes, we come together and go through one final pass to really fine tune things. Both of our lives are quite full and demanding. Nelson has a full-time job. I'm running crazy. Life is really demanding for everyone. And it's not easy for the two of us to get together and coordinate, to come together and make these revisions. Both of us have to make a concerted effort to make time to meet up and work on every single episode.
Yeah.
Sometimes Nelson is traveling. He's visiting his family in Puerto Rico, and I'm just huddled in New York and running around, and we're both pretty fucking tired.
Yeah.
We can be pretty punchy by the time we get on a Google chat, and that's when just chaos.
Yeah.
Just complete chaos can erupt.
Yeah, but the purpose still stands, which is why you go through it, right? So the show always feels, and I forgot who said restorative, but I thought that was the perfect, that was you?
Yeah,
that was me.
I think that makes sense to me completely, because you go through things in life, and if you can spend half an hour away from your day-to-day just to listen to someone else, how they achieve or they face a challenge and persevere, and just makes you feel better after the fact, so you can go out and actually do something and say, okay, they did it, I can do it. If it helped one person, it's already gold for me. And I'm hoping, like I'm praying, that the show has already helped someone. You live this life so that you leave things better than when you got there as best you can.
Well, unfortunately, not everybody subscribes to that or has lost sight of it.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
We've done so many episodes, and there have been multiple times where I look to you and I say, how was this episode? How was that episode? So for you, what were some of the standout episodes that really moved you or hit you in some way?
I still go to some of the classics. Angie, Kelly Sue DeConnick, yeah, she was great. Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting the names now. Oh, man, I'm so bad with names. I'm so good with faces.
I'm Evelyn, by the way.
Just hi. You know,
it's
hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nelson. Yeah.
To meet you, sir.
Okay. Yeah. When we start going over the review process, just before we do that, I send it to you, say, hey, I sent it to you. Great episode. And here's why. I give you a few points of why it was great.
Yeah.
And the great part about it is that your methodology is interesting because it's like, because you start off with the introduction, then you move into welcoming the guest and getting into one of the beginning parts of explaining who they are and what they've done in the recent, whatever that is, the thing that makes them special. And then you start asking the questions from different angles. Like, explain this program that you did. And then you say, explain how this program helped people. Uh-huh. And explain how this...
So you, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, you tackle it, which is great because it's a verbal review of an object in 3D. That's the way I like to look at it.
Oh.
There's this thing called parallax. You ever heard of what parallax is?
No, that sounds like a laxative that you take after like a bad dinner or like some sort of GI issue.
That's not what it is.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Parallax may cause drowsiness. But parallax essentially is you're looking at the same thing, but you see it at different angles.
Oh, okay.
So you may see something like a cup that has, and I'm putting a cup on the table, a cup, but you don't see the handle.
Right.
But I see the handle.
Perspective.
Yes, perspective. I like the word parallax. I think it's such a cool way of explaining it. But you ask all those questions so that you can see what makes the person so special from different angles. So
I appreciate that.
And then the other thing is...
Yeah, let's go.
Cop cars.
Keep that.
If you guys can hear that, you just heard it in the background while I was talking. Evelyn always hears it. I don't know what she does. If she has a regimen with Q-tips... But when I've done the review, sent it over, you listen to it, you say, hey, at minute so-and-so, there's something in the background. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And mind you, I have $1,000 speakers each.
Yeah.
So it's $2,000 speakers. I have a $2,500 audio interface.
You have a professional studio.
Yeah, I've got pretty, I mean, I should wear a lab coat. She hears this stuff and I'm like, what are you talking about?
By the way, I don't have... a fifth of the equipment, audio you have.
No, and I've got like plugins that do like crazy stuff, and you find that sound that's, oh, there's something, there's a knock or something in the background. I'm like, what are you talking about? Where? And we start searching for it right after she says this. And I'm like, oh my God, how are you hearing that? Can you hear the future? So then I'll go in and edit it out. It's a lot of fun.
You know what? Inevitably, that noise is always there.
Yeah, there's always something. I guess I drone it out or whatever, but probably as an audio engineer, I shouldn't do that.
After 100 episodes, it is amazing that us being in New York and recording, that we haven't heard a parade of screaming sirens of fire engines blasting down the street.
Although that does happen.
All the time. But it's good to know that our taxpayer money is going to the right places.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Fire department, thank you. Police department, thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, look, inevitably, I hear the sounds. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And we take it out because we really do care.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But otherwise, going forward, what are some of the other moments that you can share that's been so memorable for you because you've been on the entire series?
Yep. I actually went back and listened to previous episodes. I went to the beginning, not just because I love the Angie Thomas episode. Okay. She was amazing. I like so many guests.
And that was episode one.
I know, but that was like, if it's going to be like this forever, that'd be great.
Wait, and have we've kind of...
Yeah, yeah. We kept it, you know.
We've kind of been able to do that.
Bat in 1,000, I think. I don't know if you know this, but
what?
I actually keep some of those profound moments in my notes thing. So whenever that makes me pause, side note for the listeners, I write music. As part of my process for writing music is I always stop to try to capture meaningful quotes and comments.
Oh.
What's great about it is that when they are explaining it, it's almost as if it's a moment of epiphany. So when they have an epiphany over something, it's usually in the midst of something mundane, like they're having a coffee and then something hits them. So I start visualizing that. And some of that can be shifted over to lyrics.
Yeah.
I'll always try to capture that because that's the moment.
So you're collecting these life lessons that the guests are sharing.
I have at least 45, 50.
Damn, can I see this at some point?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome. So we've talked about how sometimes we are punchy and we bust each other's chops so much.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a good time.
You know.
And there have been times where we've worked together where we're like crying, laughing, okay? That's both from exhaustion and just us being idiots. But there have been times that not only do you collect... quotes.
Yes.
You collect like weird shit that I'll say or like laughs. And one time, so after Nelson does his thing, he sends me the copy like we've talked about for me to play through and listen. And then we'll get together and make our, you know, final edits.
Yeah, yeah.
But one time I get this copy to review and I'm not kidding you guys. He looped my laugh for a good 30 seconds. And it was like...
I was being creative.
It was included in the opening song. And it was like this crazy
It was a musical loop. It was
thing.
A musical laugh. And it was like... It had a beat to it.
That's one of the crazy anecdotes that we have a good time.
And creative. The other part that's great is we do this over Google Chat.
Yeah.
And those review sessions tend to be pretty funny because somebody loves to put on face filters. I'm not naming any names, but they're in the podcast right now. So those include filters with like aliens, the cowboys, various animals. My favorite one is the one when you put on the disgruntled rabbit in the office.
That's good.
That's a great one.
Wait.
And then the pirate one.
Yeah,
you use
that
one a lot.
Classic. Look, technology is there. And I find that to be a storyteller, you need to inhibit other characters. And listen, I'm not the only one that plays with that, Mr. Martian.
Okay, since you were doing it, I said,
let's be a team player.
Listen, I can follow and I can lead.
We're just really immature, I think.
Yeah.
But we have a good time with the mixes, even though the show is a shit ton of work. It is a shit ton of work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, turn the tables.
What's that?
Explain that. Because I don't the audience gets it. Like,
gets what?
The process.
Oh.
First off, not everyone wants to be on a podcast.
Correct.
Right? So that's one. Two, when you're a growing podcast, some people just want to be on Rogan. I'm like, dude,
yeah,
gotta chill out. Or whatever other podcast. I'm not just saying Rogan's the only one. So sourcing guests is probably one of the hardest things you have to deal with. And I don't know how you do it. Honestly, to me, it's sorcery. To me, it's also being in the industry for so long. I get and keeping those relationships, which is hard, super hard.
Yeah. I mean, this is,
get into that?
This is a great question, Nelson. Thank you. You know, look, I've been producing.
Learning from you.
God help us all. A big part of it, obviously, is just my being a producer and in the entertainment industry for many years. That's not to say that securing guests and pitching isn't a constant challenge. So that's one big part of it. Usually, I'm spoiled that I have a network of people who do talent booking, like a staff, right? I don't have that luxury here. This podcast, Repin, is, first of all, I need to stress, and I think you can attest to this, what you hear on every single episode, nothing is scripted. I don't write anything. I don't go in having a concrete roadmap of how things are going to go. It's 100% real. Having said that, producing anything is difficult, but then going in and trying to get some of these people who have been in headlines, who are notable people, who are leaders in their industry, who are best-selling authors or actors or whatever.
Right.
I have to go in and compete with the gabazillion, that's a new word, gabazillion outlets.
Real number.
That are out there. Yes, it is. And convince their entire teams, meaning their press representatives, their managers, talent, that this podcast within this oceans of content and outlets is worth their clients' time. And I have to prove that to them as an independent podcaster. Thankfully, we are a part of Realm now. But still, there is just such a deluge of content that I have to go in there and duke it out with, you know, the magazines, the television outlets, the other podcasts, everything that's available out there to say, hey, look, and to convince them. So that's a huge part.
Wait, but it's not just the people. It's also finding someone with a story that can be conveyed, because that's not easy either. Not everyone can tell their own story or they're still going through it. It feels like there's so many elements that leave you with such a small amount of people to consider.
Yeah.
It gets hard.
There's many variables that play into it. One being, I always look at that person and say, what is that conversation?
Yeah.
What is the conversation? I don't care that they're like, whether they're an actor on a hit show or a doctor or whatever.
Yeah.
My thing is really, what is the conversation we're going to have? What are my listeners going to get?
What's the inspiration?
Yeah. What is it? What are those different levels? So there's many variables that I have to go through. And then the press reps and scheduling. And one of the biggest challenges is just sustaining the pace, because I don't have a staff. And then doing the research and then learning about them and then scheduling them and then going through all these questions from every single team.
It's tough. But
yeah, many challenges.
Not easy.
What is the one thing that you'd want audiences to know about a behind-the-scenes experience of working on it?
It's the capacity for people to love and to forgive and to overcome and to want better for themselves and for others. I'm floored by some of the conversations, just absolutely floored, to the point where I get a little teary-eyed, you know?
You've like, done that, yeah. He's a mush.
It makes you feel better about humanity. Some of them have been like amazingly empowering with all the things that happen in the world, things that we deal with individually. It's good to hear that others are making it through and they're finding ways to survive or to persevere. We have so much capacity to love, so much capacity to help. That always floors me. Every episode, that's the subtext in all of them, all of them, all of them.
Oh my God, you're getting weepy.
Stop. I'm not.
So sweet. But look, I don't pretend to be some sort of accomplished journalist. I actually am going to cite a meme because I'm a huge fan of memes. But I did see a meme that said something very succinctly that I want to bring up here, which is your story can be someone else's survival guide.
Right.
And I think to me, one of the many purposes of this podcast is that I hope it serves people in many different ways. I hope that one of the many reasons that this show exists is that people can relate and use these real life lessons and stories of how to persevere,
how to move forward with positivity despite pain.
Yeah.
Or the idea of community, the idea of choice. These are all very universal lessons that can be applicable.
I always get a little emotional about this stuff. My apologies. But I've always felt that the creative side of the world is where I want to stay because I feel like that's the most accepting or the most real. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just, again, it's a better place to keep your head and your heart in.
There is something I wanted to really bring up now that I have you here, and we are hitting our 100th episode, which is really insane.
2019. What was it? September?
Right? September 20. Actually, we started before then. We recorded in the middle of like a dead heat.
Oh, you're right.
Because it was a heat wave when we started to record this. And then we were like, let's just put two episodes out. And then we were like, oh, shit. We have to put so many more out.
That was actually at the coffee place.
We recorded with Michelle Celine Ng.
Oh, right.
From Netflix's 13 Reasons Why. Right. And it was like 900 degrees in New York. And that girl came and met us in a coffee house.
Yes.
And it was hot. And
in a coffee bar.
In a coffee bar.
Hot coffee.
That was jammed with people screaming, children, people dropping plates.
Yes.
It was just a mess, but we made it work. And look at us now, almost hitting 100. But here's what I'm about to say. For those of you who may not know, when we were starting this, I was like, we need music. We need a theme song. And I was like, can you do this? And I was just like throwing random things that I liked at Nelson. And he composed the opening theme song for Reppin. And by the way, he is not a full-time musician. Huge applause to him. But and now, being that we are hitting 100 episodes, it's time for a little zhuzh, a little refresher. We've been working on some ideas, and we're not going to tease it yet, but it's one of those things where I, again, have these sort of fusion ideas.
There's an interpretation, though, that happens when you start coming up with ideas.
What does that mean?
So it's a filter. So in other words, you say, I'm making it up, you want an Indian raga concert.
What is an Indian raga?
So an Indian raga is essentially a performance. Every performance in a raga is different and it feeds off of the audience. So you can have a show that's just an hour, or you can have a show that's 2, 3, 4, 5 hours.
Goodness gracious.
It depends on the musician and and what he's feeling from the audience.
Yeah, and when he has to pee. I'm very practical. I'm just saying.
I'm sure they prepare themselves.
Yeah. So I kind of came up with some things that inspired me and that I wanted it to represent the vibe of Reppin. It's unapologetic. It's a little nostalgic. It's a little bit gritty, a little bit sophisticated. And I go, Nelson, I like these elements. And thankfully, and I really mean this.
Well, we're working on it.
Does not look at me like I'm on crack.
No.
Because there are some things that I say and I'm like, it doesn't seem like they can go together.
Yeah.
So we will have a brand new theme song.
Will it be for the 100th episode?
It will be for the 100th episode.
Oh, do we introduce it at the 100th?
We will introduce it for the 100th
episode. What? Are you kidding me? Is it happening?
Well, I don't know. You got to tell me. But we have some special things planned to help mark the 100th.
Yes, we do.
Let's unveil it and premiere it. We're going to unveil the new theme song of Reppin'.
Right.
And we'd like to hear what you guys think of it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do you think I'm like crazy when I come to you?
I want a little bit of Tin Pans and I need a little bit of Shaker. Can you throw in a djembe?
And a little bit of a Gregorian chant.
Some tablas, maybe.
What is a tabla?
Tabla's an Indian thing.
Oh.
Djembe is an African drum.
See, Nelson just showing off at this point. You know, I'm just saying.
Listen, I know my instruments. I want to say, if you're wrapping up.
Yes.
It's been a joy, and I don't want to get emotional. It's been a joy.
Same for me.
Stop hitting the table, because I'm going to have to take it out later. Been a joy. I love the show.
Thank you.
I think I mentioned this earlier. I just hope that it helps somebody somewhere.
Yeah, me too.
We'd love to hear from you, first off, because we don't know. The show has a special place in my heart, for sure. One of the best. And I hope we can continue to find people that have hope, that are inspirational, that can show us the source of light in their souls that we can share with you guys. That's, I think, the most important thing for me. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, that's so nice. As you guys can tell, Nelson is definitely the more emotional one. I mean, again, I'm thankful to all of your time and work and care. And it's been so much fun, even though Black Friday for both of us is really deadly.
Even with all the creativity and the love and all the inspirational stuff, we still have a gear problem.
And neither one of us can deter the other from buying something. What's worse is that we send each other links of shit that we need to buy that we don't need, and they're so expensive.
And it's just like this one thing that does something special. Just like,
it's like a cable.
Right. This cable, it actually transfers 95% of the audio
at like 2 milliseconds.
Right. Or here's this stand that actually lets you attach the 10 lights.
But I will say that I'm slightly better than you in terms of restraint in not buying things.
Yeah, you are. Oh, and the conferences too that you went to and did a freaking keynote. It was amazing, by the way.
I've never done a keynote before.
That's insane to me. I work in advertising, and part of the job is presenting in front of clients. You didn't do it ever before, and you walked in, and I have the recording of it.
Oh, do you still?
Yeah, I still have the recording of it, and you killed it. I was like, oh my God, you said you were nervous, but I didn't see shit.
Look, I'm very behind the scenes. I've never gone on stage. I've never been a keynote speaker. I didn't know what I was doing.
I was floored. I was like, wow. We need to go to a few more, by the way.
Well,
we should.
Yeah.
We can.
Well, you know, when we stop spending thousands of dollars on equipment and we can afford to go, yeah, that'd be great. Is there something you want to say to the listeners and audiences? I have to be honest with you, and I've said this before, and it bears repeating again, because I am just amazed and humbled. I mean, I obviously hear from some listeners, and I've gotten to know some of them, and they've been, you know who you are, and I'm so grateful that I've gotten to know you personally. But to see the downloads, like in Portugal, in Australia, all of these different parts in the world, it's just amazing.
It's weird to think that someone miles and miles away, connection is like a cable that reaches them. That's like,
that's a very long cable.
That's a very long cable. But it's like something that reaches them and hopefully helps them or gives them a moment of respite because they're having a tough day. I hope.
Yeah. So what do you want to say to the listeners?
I would say stay inquisitive. Know that there are others who are also suffering and persevering. A lot of times we get stuck in our headspace, and I do it too. I get anxiety. I get depressed over certain things not being the way I want them to be. Then I stop, do something else, and maybe, you know, turn on a podcast and listen.
Better be repping.
Right. Of course it is. But, you know, the point is, there's a way out to a lot of the things we do, and hopefully there's a solution in some of the content we put out for you. It would be great if we heard that from you. It keeps us going. We're going to keep going anyway, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it does help a lot.
Yeah. I've always believed, since I was a kid, actually, that we're here to serve each other. We're here to help.
I want to say to the audiences, seriously, thank you so much for being out there. Nelson, I appreciate you riding shotgun with me all the way through 100 episodes, and God willing that we continue to grow and have this show serve audiences and to create positive change. Thank you again to all of the listeners who have found us through the deluge of, I think there's like over 3 million podcasts out there.
Oh yeah, it's probably more than that.
Something like that. And this is according to Google from the last time I've Googled it. But to find us, thank you so, so much for being there. Nelson, cheers to another 100.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah. All right. We're going to go for lunch now. A heartfelt thank you to Nelson for his commitment, time, and work on this podcast. But most especially, thank you, Nelson, for being there for both me and for G. Up next is my 100th episode of Reppin', the amazingly talented actress from CW's Kung Fu and Netflix's Avatar. Yvonne Chapman is back to help me mark this milestone. This time around, we switch seats as she takes on the host role and interviews me. You're not going to want to miss that switch up.
and I'll be premiering the new opening theme for this podcast. So be sure to come celebrate this milestone with us. Reppin is more than just a podcast. It's a platform for unity, growth, and empowerment, fostering inclusivity, equality, justice, and love for all. Join our community and be a part of the conversation. We can all create positive change. You can always connect with me on Instagram. My handle is @reppin_podcast, and check out some really cool clips on my YouTube channel, @reppinpodcast. With 100 episodes under my belt, some of those clips will help guide you to the ones that resonate with you most. Thank you for being a part of this incredible journey. Reppin is a Suburban Outlaw Productions. Until next time, my 100th episode, stand up and represent.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.